This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, December 6. Blessed be the God of Israel. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 1. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately, his mouth was opened and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he has said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness, before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness, and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace." Zechariah's song in Luke 1 is the basis of the song, "Blessed be the God of Israel." This is a newer song, and it has an easy, familiar tune, as found in several hymns, for example, "Lift Up Your Hearts." At the announcement of the birth of his son, Zechariah the priest could not contain himself. After many months of not being able to speak, Zechariah burst into song, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them." But the Savior Jesus had not been born yet, so what was happening here? Zechariah knew that his son, John the Baptist as we know him, would be the prophet who came to prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. This song, also known as the Benedictus, tells us that the coming Messiah will come to rescue and redeem us, to bring us salvation and forgiveness of sins, all so that we may serve him without fear. The Messiah has come to rescue us for a purpose, his purpose, so that we can serve him. As the hymn puts it, he came to save us all, that we might worship without fear and offer lives of praise, in holiness and in righteousness, to serve God all our days. Pray with me. Lord God, we praise you for coming to set us free, so that we may live our lives for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.